Welcome back. Welcome back to another great Winner to Win Wednesday. Yes, you have tuned into the Precious Jewel You I Forgive Me podcast on this great Winner to Win Wednesday. And I'm so happy that you are tuning in. All right, so let's not hold a time. Let's get into this episode on this great Winner to Win Wednesday, okay? Check it out. Hey, Jules. Happy Love Day, Valentine's Day, whatever day you want to call it. Happy day to you. I pray that you all are doing well. I pray that you all are building. I pray that you all are continuing to go after your goals, your dreams, your aspirations, whatever it is. I pray that you all are continuing to build in this season, because this is truly the season to build. This is the season to build, so y'all get the building. Get the building! But I'm so excited to be before you all. But I want to come, my message today, it's going to simply be talking to the single Jewels on today. Before I go, let me just pray. Father God, I thank you for this day. God, I thank you, God, for allowing us to come together again. God, I thank you, God. Father God, forgive me for anything I've done, said, or thought that was not pleasing unto you. Father God, forgive me, God. And as I bring this message forward, this short message that you have given me to give to the single Jewels, God, I ask you, Lord God, to just touch my mouth, anoint my lips with clay, and let the words to come out, Lord God, be acceptable unto you, God. And I thank you, God, and let them receive what you're saying, God. And God, I bless your name, God, for you are so worthy to be praised, God, and it is so, and it's done. So, just a little short message that God gave me to give to the single Jewels, just for this particular day. As we all know, today is set aside for Valentine's Day, and you know, Valentine's means that the day that you share love or whatever, maybe with your husband or your boyfriend or whatever. You know, I'm saying that because we're all females here as of now, so maybe, you know, you just share love. But the single ones, for the single ones who may not have anybody to share that love with, simply don't let the devil get you down. You hear me? This is Valentine's Day. This day is set aside for Valentine's Day to be all lovey-dovey with the couples or whatever, this and that and the other. But, hey, don't let the devil get you down on this. There's so many times when this day come around, the single people allow this day to get them depressed, because they feel that oh, I ain't got nobody to love on me. I ain't got nobody to shower me with this. I ain't got nobody to go out on a date with. I ain't got nobody to do. The devil is a lie. Don't let the devil get you down on this day. This is the day that God has made. This is the day that God has made, and you shall rejoice. So rejoice on this day. Honey, go fish yourself up. And he brought to me, go on a date with Jesus, you know, go on a date with Jesus. And I know, you know, we all want that love, we all want that affection, we all want, but don't let it get you down to the point to where you're sobbing, you are going around on this day just feeling all depressed. That's what I'm trying to get to say. Don't feel depressed on this day. This is a rejoicing day. This is a day that God, cause really and truly, there is no greater love than the love that God can give you, no way. So who better to spend this day that's set aside than with Jesus? You might say, well, Marie, that's easy for you to say, you're married. Baby, no, and that, cause there's a lot of married people. Yeah, they may celebrate this day, and they husband or whatever may buy them something this day, but 10 minutes later, they get in an argument. 15 minutes later, they find themselves separating from themselves. So don't get it twisted. Don't let all the facades of the flowers and the bears and the candies and the chocolates, don't let it fool you when you see that going on over the social media airways. Or when you see it going on in your fist, don't let it fool you. Because a lot of people can put on the front. A lot of couples can put on the front. I like, they got it all going on. They got it all. It's all going good on this day. But when it's all said and done, their marriage is falling. But because this is a day that's set aside, and their wife wants to be or their girlfriend wants that extra special attention, they do it. So don't get it twisted. Just because you see a couple, a man buying a woman flowers or chocolate or teddy bear, whatever, on this day, don't get it twisted. Don't let that get you down. Don't let the devil get you down when you see all this stuff because you are single. Honey, you are not single. Why? Because you have the best. You have the best boyfriend, husband, spouse that can ever be, because his name is Jesus. You hear me? Can't nobody do you like my husband. Can't do me like Jesus. No matter what he give me, no matter how he treat me, he can't treat me like Jesus. So I see it every year on this day, the single people, men and women, they get depressed on this day. They get all low and bowing down on it to say, why? They get more lonelier on this day for whatever reason. Honey, that falling in love with yourself, that allow you to fall in love with Jesus even more, and allow you, when this day come around, you won't even stand out that mess. Why? Because you know. You know who loves you. You have the greatest man to love you that can ever love you. So why get depressed on this day? Don't let the devil get you down. Rejoice, girl. Get up and rejoice. If you have to fix yourself up, if you have to put on some whatever, rejoice. 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 I say it all the time. I'm telling y'all, I say it all the time. Single people allow this day to get them depressed, and it's nothing but the trick of the enemy. This day is about love anyway. Because of love every day, but this day is set aside about for love. So when you love, you can spend Valentine's Day with your mom, your father, if they're here, with your sisters, your siblings, your brothers, anybody, your close friend, and don't have to be a partner, put it like that. This is a day just to show love. And what greater love it is than the man that laid down his life. What greater love it is than the man that laid down his life. Just for me, just for you. So on this day, don't let the devil get you down. Don't let the devil get you down. Because the greatest person that can love you, the greatest person that can treat you even better than your husband, your boyfriend, or whoever, is the one above. So I'm telling y'all, and that's it. I'm excited. So I'm just trying to encourage you all to rejoice on this day and every day, but especially this day. It seems like a lot of times when, you know, like I said before, a lot of times when this day come around, single people, single women, single men, they get depressed. They just let the devil just get them so depressed. You know, they look at everybody else, you know, that they got. But don't let it fool you. I'm telling you. Don't let it fool you. People lovey-dovey on today. But tomorrow or later on in this day, you'll see what happens. So don't let it fool you. Don't let it fool you. Honey, pick yourself up. Get dressed up if you need to. Take pictures if you need to, whatever. And rejoice on this day. Rejoice on this day, because you are God's precious jewel. You are God's precious jewel, and he don't want you to let no holiday like this get you down, or however, if it is a holiday, I don't know, just a special day. He don't want you to let this day get you down. Don't let the devil get you down. Rejoice. I love you all so much. I pray that you all have a great day. day. Enjoy your family. Enjoy yourself. That falling in love with yourself will come, and it will do something to you when you just learn to fall in love with yourself. When you just learn to embrace yourself. Things that used to matter to you won't even matter. I'm telling you. You learning to embrace yourself, and you falling in love with yourself. I'm telling you. So, you know, I pray you all enjoyed the little short message and everything. And so you all go out and enjoy your day. You all be blessed, and I will see you all again when I see ya. I love you all so much. Bye. Mwah. Bye. Okay, Jules, that's all for this great episode. But we will be coming back to you next week at 7 p.m. for another great Winning to Win Wednesday message coming from the precious jewel, you, I Forgive Me podcast. Yeah, so tune in next week at 7 p.m. to hear another great Winning to Win Wednesday message. And don't forget to go follow us on Instagram and YouTube to see what's going on in the precious jewel you ministry. Okay, all right, so you all be blessed. Don't forget to forgive, forget, move on, and win at it all, because you are God's precious jewel. That's why we are winning to win together. Bye.